You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on two new comedies and an animated sequel. Our first movie is The Croods: A New Age, and it's a sequel to the 2013 animated hit about a cave family who discover the new world. This time, they come across a new family, this one claiming to be more evolved than them. Among the returning voice actors, Nicolas Cage is the overprotective father Grug, Emma Stone is his rebellious daughter Eve, and Ryan Reynolds is her smart boyfriend Guy. And the new stars consist of Peter Dinklage and Leslie Mann as the upper-class parents, and Kelly Marie Tran from the recent Star Wars sequels as their dreamer daughter. I've enjoyed the first movie for its great visuals and flexible sense of humor. It's kind of like the Flintstones in a sort of way, but I actually liked the sequel even better because of its attempts to take the visuals to new heights. I was easily impressed with the animal splices and colorful scenery, which reminded me of a G-rated or animated version of the mutations and colorful environments in Alex Garland's Annihilation. I was also tickled by its crazy humor, which leaves you smiling at how the animators present it, and the voice actors are all excellent in the way they stay committed to their characters while having fun at the same time. 3.5 stars. Next up, we have Superintelligence, and it's the new movie on HBO Max starring Melissa McCarthy as a Seattle girl who finds herself under the watchful eye of an AI computer program. James Corden voices the AI known as Superintelligence because hearing his voice calms her down. He plans to end the world in 3 days unless McCarthy can prove to him that humanity is worth saving. To do that, she must reconnect with her ex-boyfriend, Bobby Cannavale, who is leaving for Ireland in that exact number of days. There were some funny moments, and the performances from the leads are likable, but Superintelligence never takes full advantage of the premise and relies on McCarthy's slapstick to keep things rolling. It was directed by her husband, Ben Falcone, whose last three movies, Tammy, The Boss, and Life of the Party, were all lousy. While this one is marginally better than them, I still can't recommend it. It felt all lackluster and routine. 2 stars. And finally, we have the new Hulu holiday rom-com Happiest Season, and it stars Christian Stewart and Mackenzie Davis as a couple who decide to spend Christmas with each other. They travel to Davis's hometown, only for Stewart to find out that she hasn't told her family she's a lesbian. That's because her father, Victor Garber, is running for mayor, and her mother, Mary Steenburgen, was put on a perfect family act. Happiest Season is a movie that has good intentions, but relies too much on the perfect family routine to be funny. You only have to wait until the film's turning point to see the family reveal themselves instead of them just having conversations in various parts. There are some ticklish and sweet moments, and I like the performances from Stewart, Mackenzie, Dan Levy as Stewart's flamboyant friend, and Aubrey Plaza as Mackenzie's ex, but it should have cut back on the awkward tone and given more depth to the lesbian romance. 2.5 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.